First Corinthians in chapter 2, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Glory to God. Are you ready to receive the word of the Lord from the Spirit of the Lord and not from a man? Amen. Starting at verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of for our glory. Whose glory? For our glory. It was for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit brings revelation, okay? He reveals things, doesn't he? That's what I just talked about. The Spirit reveals things. Now, the Bible tells us that it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. There was something that the Lord brought me to this morning. He shared with me why many people backslide, slide into the old ways of life, go get caught up in cycles, don't understand certain things. And one of the things he said to me, because they have no revelation of understanding. And I thought, revelation of understanding? He says, yes, they need revelation of understanding. I said, okay. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. So go to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Revelation of understanding. So we need a revelation of understanding. Proverbs chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. Read the first 7 verses with me. Proverbs chapter 1, 1 through 7. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Would you underline words of understanding? Perceive the words of understanding, which means to understand or discern. Perceive the words of understanding. Now, he said, this is very, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, and to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their what? Riddles. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Something very powerful. It says, a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. I'm thinking, if you put yourself in a man of understanding, it means he's going to attain wise. That's something he's doing, isn't it? That's something he's doing. Let me share something quick. Revelation here. Revelation is the disclosure of something not previously known. Amen? It's something revealed. Revelation is disclosure of something not previously known. Amen? To understand is to comprehend. When you understand something, you comprehend it, right? Understanding is the quality of the person to interpret. It's the quality of the person. What it is the developing character of an individual. Now listen, understanding is the quality of the person to interpret. It is the developing character of an individual. Now I'm going to share something with you. So understanding is different than understand. To understand is to comprehend. All right? Understanding is an developing, is the part of that character of an individual to understand. So it's a part of something. In other words, he says, a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. That's a part of something, isn't it? That's a part of a character. In other words, if you've got understanding, you're going to get wise counsel. You're not going to do something without counsel from the Lord or whatever it is. So that's a part of character. Is everybody with me? So what we need is a revelation of understanding. Understanding is the quality of the person or the person's character to interpret. It is the developing character of an individual. Amen? It's a developing character. And whose character are we trying to get developed in us? Christ. All right, that brings us to another place. You know, I was wondering why it's like, you know, I see people backslide and so forth, and it's like what comes to me, they don't have understanding. They don't have understanding. They don't have understanding. But they have knowledge. They have comprehension, but they don't have understanding. It's because they do not have the anointed character. There's a difference. Understanding is a representation of character. Because you know what? Many people comprehend, right? Many people understand, but they don't have understanding. And there's a difference. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I know we've talked about this scripture before, but it really hit home today. I'm like, whoa. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll start at verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. What is Christ trying to do? He's trying to develop his character in us, isn't he? And every decision, every attitude, every motive, and every area. So he's trying to develop this character. The character is going to have a representation or an area where there's an understanding. In other words, there's a point where you're walking with the Lord, and I've shared this before, where you don't have to pray about something, you know about it. That's part of his character, isn't it? As he develops more of your character, why? Because you have an understanding now, don't you? You have an understanding. See, you might have had the knowledge and you might have had the comprehension, but you didn't have the understanding before. So now it's something you don't have to ask about. He expects it because it's his character developing in us. So you have an understanding. Amen? Starting at verse 1, read it with me. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded with sins and led away by various lusts. This is powerful. Verse 7, read this. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know why? Because they don't have understanding. I kept going over this, and I'm like, man, okay, why don't they have it? It says, why don't they have it? Because they don't have understanding. I mean, people are learning left and right. They're comprehending. They know what's right and wrong. They know what pleases God, yet they cannot do the things. They can't obey. They choose to go astray. Why? They do not have understanding because the anointed character of Christ is not developed. Hello? I don't care how long you've known Jesus. I don't care how many cemetery schools you went to. Seminary schools you went to. I don't care what's what. I don't care if you cast out devils and laid hands on the sick and God used you to heal someone. That still doesn't make you to know or have understanding. I've seen people God used to heal someone, and let me tell you something, within a short period of time later, that person was out doing the things he shouldn't have done. Because they don't have the anointed character. What we just talked about, being mature, didn't he? He said the things that are mysteries of God, I don't speak to those who are immature, to those who are mature, he talks about. Those who are mature, that's developing character of Christ. That's where understanding is coming about. Amen? Always learning, no knowledge of truth, no understanding of the spirit of truth, which is a representation of his character, isn't it? See, truth, when you see the word truth, it always represents a person. He's known as the Spirit of Truth. Amen. You see knowledge, it represents a person. It's the Spirit of Knowledge. He's a person. See, the problem is because that's when we talked about that the Spirit searches the deep things of God. Well, the deep things of God is a representation of his character. We're searching the deep things of God, not to get some kind of revelation of what is, what's to come, and so forth, but to get more revelation of his character. Because in his character of understanding, you're going to know all things. Hello? Go to Ephesians 4. I really got the revelation today about the scripture. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. That's why people do bonehead things. Because they don't have understanding. Ephesians 4. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 17. Ephesians 4 and verse 17. Why do I do the things that I do that I know I don't want to do? Because you don't have understanding. Yes, but I know the word. I comprehend it. But you don't have understanding. Because that's the anointed character that is to be developed in every area and replacement of your character. Hello? That's why he said, and I will give them what? A new spirit. I'll take their stony heart out. And I'll give them my spirit and cause them to walk in my statutes and obey my statutes. Why? Because only his presence, which is his character, is developing ours. So that we become one. That's why Jesus, when he came with understanding, didn't he? Amen? The fullness of understanding was manifested so that we could understand. Everything he expressed and everything that he did, he was expressing Christ, the anointed one, the character of his Father. That's why he said, look, man, I ain't coming in my own doctrine. If you see me, you see the Father. And what was he doing? He was bringing understanding. Jesus was the expression of the Father. It was his character. Now you and I are to be the same expression of Jesus and his character. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Where did I say to go? Oh, Ephesians 4 and verse 17. Would you read it with me? This I say, therefore, and test in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in futility of their mind, having their what? Understanding darkened. Let me tell you something. There are believers who are still their understanding is darkened. Being alienated from the life of God or from the will of God. Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work of all cleanliness with greediness. Now look at what he says here. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the what? Truth. There it is again. Is in Jesus. What's he talking about? The Spirit of truth. A person. That you put off concerning your former conduct. Now he's saying, listen, you haven't learned Christ. Christ's character hasn't matured in you yet. Now let me share something new. There's a levels of maturity. It doesn't mean you get it all at once and it's all over with. You don't have to learn again. It means that there's something that Christ gives us. We learn it. We comprehend it. It becomes a part of us. Now we walk in understanding. It's been matured in us. Then he brings you to another level. And he brings you to something else. So that understanding is constant. And that maturing is constant. We'll never reach true, pure maturity on this side. But we are complete and perfect in him already. Amen? Because you always see, if we ever reach that arena, then we don't need to rely on him. Hello? He wants us to be like-minded with him and dependent on him, but independent from the world. Oh, hallelujah. Now he says, listen. He says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the will of God, because they don't have understanding. But you have not so learned Christ. Because if you have learned him, which is the Spirit of truth that's in him, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created. Hello? The new man which was created. That's a whole new creation. That's why the Bible says he was in Christ, anointed character. Is a what? New creation. And the old has passed away and everything has become new. See, without understanding, you're not in it. Without understanding, you're still struggling and fighting. Without understanding, the area of Christ, the anointed character, is not developing or not being matured in us. And that's what we want. Amen? It says that you put which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. Oh, hallelujah. Understanding darkened, not learned Christ, which is the anointed character. People go in cycles, they go astray, they backslide. Amen? So the Bible tells us that we're to get understanding, aren't we? Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to spend a little time today in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. Does everybody understand the revelation of understanding? To God be the glory. Starting at verse 1, Proverbs 4. Would you read it with me? Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to what? To no understanding. Let's get revelation of what understanding, right? For I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my father, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Let your heart retain my words. my words. Now, who's the Word of God? Amen. He's always talking about His character, isn't He? His Word, His truth, His knowledge. All of these things are part of Him and His character. Let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Verse 5, would you read it with me? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, she will keep you. Now, what's he talking about? A person. Wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Understand why? Who had the crown of glory? Jesus, do you understand that he's talking about his character? Everything about his character. Without understanding, his character is not being developed in you. He's talking about maturing, going. That's why the Bible says go from glory to glory. We go from glory to glory. And what we've attained, understood, put into character, becomes understanding. It becomes mature. You go to the next one. You go to the next one until Christ's character is constantly maturing in you. In every area of life, every decision that you made wrong, you're able to return to make right. Not to react, but to act according to the will of God. And you're maturing, Christ's character is maturing. That's why you go through trials and tribulations. Amen. So that Christ's character can be matured in you in every area. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. No understanding and get understanding. No understanding and get understanding. The only way you're going to know it is to know Him. Isaiah 11. Oh, hallelujah. There is a character of Christ so wanting to develop in these temples. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, which was King David's father, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. In other words, come into the inheritance or from his family line. He's talking about Jesus, isn't he? And this is what's going to happen. He says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and what? Understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the Spirit in the fear or reverence of the Lord. So we see that the Spirit of understanding is a person. It is a character. If you look at this right here, the number 7 means complete and perfect, doesn't it? What God is going to do is bring you through revelation of understanding with the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the reverence of God. All of those must be matured in you till you can walk in Christ's character. Hallelujah. The anointed character. Turn to Proverbs 2. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 2. Okay. Are you ready? Start at verse 11. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me? Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. Now he's going to tell you what understanding is going to keep you from. Is everybody there? To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are divisive in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her lips, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. Ooh, we're going to dwell in this land, but we're not staying. But the wicked is staying. There's a difference. Oh, hallelujah. Now listen. Understanding will keep you from the way of evil. Number one. Number two, fellowship with the ungodly. It will keep you from those who walking with those who leave the path of righteousness. From the immoral woman or man. And those who forget or break covenant with the Lord or vows before the Lord. It will keep you from these things. Also keep you from deceiving spirits. And it will keep you from the path of death. I'll repeat this one more time. Understanding will keep you from a way of evil, fellowship with ungodly, those who leave the path of righteousness, keep you from leaving the path of righteousness or fellowshipping with them. It will keep you from an immoral woman or man. It will keep you from forgetting the covenant of God or breaking vows before Him. It will keep you from deceiving spirits. And it will keep you from the path of death. Amen. Go to Proverbs 3. Starting at verse 5. Do I need to repeat that again? Some of y'all got blank faces. I guess I better. Understanding will keep you from the way of evil, fellowship with ungodly. Leave the path of righteousness. Immoral women or men. Will keep you from forgetting the covenant of God. And from breaking vows before Him. It will keep you from deceiving spirits in the pathway of death. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Would you read it with me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your what? On your own understanding. Your own what? Character. Amen? Quit trying to... Don't lean on what you understand. Your carnal common sense. In verse 6. And in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall what? Direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Now he's given more understanding now. This is what he says to do. Go to verse 9. He says, honor the Lord with your possessions. In other words, honor Him with all of your possessions. You and I don't own nothing. They're all His. When you get blessed with something, you give it to the Lord. Okay, Lord, thank you, but it's yours. What do you want me to do? Honor Him with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. It's called understanding. You know how many people don't give God the first fruits of their increase? So your barns will be filled. What's he trying to do? Just bless you? So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow. And your vats will overflow with what? New wine. That's fresh anointing, isn't it? Amen? That's fresh anointing. Honor the Lord, dedicate your possessions to the Lord. First fruits, the tree of life. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, this is the anointed character he's talking about. Understanding. Something that needs to be developed in each and every one of us to come to maturity. Go to Proverbs 16. Oh, hallelujah. Revelation of understanding. Proverbs 16. Go ahead again. In verse 3, it says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. That's understanding. In verse 20, it says, he who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of the lips increase learning. Verse 22. Would you read it with me? Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. So here we see understanding is a what? Wellspring of life. Go to Proverbs 13. In verse 13. Would you read it with me? He who despises the word will be destroyed. Say that again. He who despises the word will be destroyed. Wow. Is this word correction, counsel, direction? Amen. But he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Good understanding gains what? Favor. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. So we see here are two things that have just been granted to us also. Is that we have a wellspring of life and we gain favor. Amen? By getting what? Understanding. When that's Christ's character, the anointed character. Proverbs 17. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 24. Proverbs 17 and 24. This is powerful. I want everyone to read this with me. Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding. Now the spirit of wisdom isn't looking. He's looking for one who has understanding. So he's looking for that area of Christ's character. See, wisdom tells you what to do. Amen? Wisdom tells you what. So this area of understanding, wisdom looks for. Why? Because they fellowship so good together. Wisdom looks for a man of understanding. You want to have the wisdom of God? Get understanding. Oh, hallelujah. But the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. Go to 27. It says, he who has knowledge spares his words, but a man of understanding is a what? Calm spirit. Calm spirit overcomes anxiety. A man of understanding overcomes anxiety, stress, and fear. Why? The only reason why people get fearful and anxious and all kinds of other stuff is because they don't have understanding. They don't have understanding. Hallelujah. In verse 28, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace, but when he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Lips are established with understanding, the things that you speak. They're established. Your lips are established with understanding. Go to Proverbs 20. Glory to God. Proverbs 20. Verse 5, would you read it with me? Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. In other words, you will draw out those things and utilize it for the will of God. You'll be able to draw out things where, listen, look at what Daniel, they were blown by Daniel understanding the things of dreams and visions. See, the Bible says that the king, it's given to the king to search the deep things, secrets of God. We're all kings. We're all priests. Without understanding, you can't draw these things out. You won't be able to see things through. You'll constantly walk only in the present. You will not be able to see the future. Is everybody with me? You'll be caught up in so much as what's in front of you. Now, don't get me wrong. We are to see the things, but you're to see expanded things. You're not just, a wall isn't just supposed to come up where you just see what's right now. You should be able to see all the way through. All the way through. You'll be able to turn around and see all things back. Understanding, because Christ, listen, Christ's character is past, present, and future. Amen? That anointed character is not bound by space and time. It's brought forth so that you and I can understand, get revelation of that. Which, see, because the things of the past, things of our past, things that were done in the past of forefathers, you will be able to implement right now in the present and use for the future with understanding. Because you'll be able to discern Christ's character and begin to discern and separate that which was His character not. Is everybody with me? Hallelujah. Understanding will draw things out. That's where the Bible says the Spirit searches the deep things of God. You want to get into the deeper things of God, you got to have understanding. Go to Proverbs 21. In verse 16. Would you read it with me? A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. That's real simple, plain, cut, dry right there. You can't misinterpret that one. A man who walks away from understanding will what? End up in the assembly of the dead. What are they walking away from? Christ's character, the anointed character. Go to Matthew 15. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 15. Does he want us to be like-minded with him? Yeah. But then we need to have understanding. Matthew 15:15. Oh, yeah. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, explain this parable to us. Jesus said to him, are you also still without understanding? Why didn't he just say, why don't you understand this yet? Because Christ was walking with them the whole time. He's like, man, you didn't pick up on my character yet? Of all the things that you've seen me do? Of all the healings? Of all the... You didn't pick up on my character yet? My character's not developed in you yet? Out of these 3.5 years, You remember, Jesus rebuked him. He said, one day, he said, how long do I have to be with you till you guys get it? You saying, I've been with you all of these times. Remember when they forgot about the bread and what Jesus did and changed, fed everyone. Is everybody cold? Can we do something with this AC? Thank you. You know, and they saw him raise people from the dead. They saw him multiply. They did all kinds of stuff. And they were still looking for a 7-Eleven to buy food from. They forgot that he created 7-Eleven. He was the supplier of it. They were trying to go somewhere else. They were thinking about, okay, where are we going to get some cash to do this? And he's like, what's the matter with you? Didn't you just see me multiply all this food? Where you been? Didn't you see me walk on water? Have you not learned my character yet? Has this not been? Hallelujah. So, man, you still without understanding? Verse 17. Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteresses, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. He was giving them spiritual understanding. That's why they couldn't understand the Proverbs. They didn't have understanding. They were with him and saw his character, his conduct, his actions, but were not able to interpret it. Psalm 119. Oh, hallelujah, get understanding. Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Sometimes we miss. Did you ever, you know, you hang around with someone long enough and you begin to understand their character. You know? And you'll know what they want or what's needed. I know even in the ministry, the guys that are around me, they usually get an understanding of what's going on and just have simple signal will change things around, or they'll know, even sometimes in the spirit, to know where we're going next before I even say anything or whatever. They'll know. That's because that understanding, the character, his character becomes more mature in us. Amen? And then God places certain people around us and begins to develop his character. It's his character. It's his position. What this ministry does is something different than other ministries. Every fellowship is something specific and purposeful that God has developed, a part of his character. Not every one of us is created the same. Amen? Every one of us has some type of different feature. But the feature is different than the character. Amen? And what God is trying to do is bring us into his character, that anointed character, so that you and I respond according to the ways of Christ, that we don't react, we what? Act. And there's a difference. In Psalm 119 and verse 34, I'll start at 33. I haven't done that yet today, so you know. The psalmist cries out, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me what? Understanding, and I will keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with all of my heart. So what was he asking? Give me understanding. Grant me understanding, Lord. Grant me understanding. Go to Job 28. Job 28. Hallelujah. Job 28, verse 28. Ooh. Is everybody there? Let's start at 20, okay? Holy Ghost eraser. Job 28, 20. Read it with me. From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears. God, what's that? God understands its ways and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens, to establish a weight from the wind, and apportion the waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain, and a path for the thunderbolt, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it, indeed, he searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. You see that character again. To depart from evil is understanding. Colossians chapter 1. Is everybody getting this? Are you getting understanding? Colossians chapter 1. In verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you may what? Walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual understanding, the anointed character. Go to 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. We praise you, Lord. Oh, this is another beautiful day in God's neighborhood. And it's a good day to die. Get understanding. Praise you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 14 and chapter 20. I mean, verse 20. 14:20. Is everybody there? Let's read it. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be what? Mature. That's where that character, whatever part, that Christ character that you've brought forth, that he has shown you, he taught you, you've put it into your spirit. Now Christ's character has taken it over and it's become mature. And you're going to the next level. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people. And yet for all that they will not hear me. He's talking about tongues. Says the Lord, therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who, what? Who believe. So he's saying, get this understanding. Get this. Let it become a part of your character. Christ's character. The anointed character. Gifts of the Spirit. We need to have understanding of the gifts. Why? Because it's part of Christ's character, isn't it? He came in the fullness of the Spirit. It's a part of His character. We should not delay to operate in any gift that's yielded before us. In Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Oh, the glory. Is everybody there? Start at verse 1. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 1. I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Walk in who? Him. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men and according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to, I want to say, the character of Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities and power. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Almost through, a couple more. Is everybody all right? Revelation of understanding. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Starting at verse 5. Thank you, Master. Would you read it with me? Now the purpose of the commandment is love. From a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. Desiring to be what? Teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for the unholy and profane, for the murderers of fathers and the murderers of mothers, for the manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. And if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. Praise God. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2. In verse 7. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 7 says, consider what I say, may the Lord give you what? Understanding in what? All things. Hallelujah. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. For which, therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's go and close at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Christ's character, the anointed character, revelation of understanding. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. And we'll close here. Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all want understanding? Amen. Praise God. Then get it. Then get it. In verse 18, would you read it with me? We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. So if by keeping yourself, you think you got understanding. How are you going to keep yourself without understanding? We know that we are of God and that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us what? Understanding. That we may know him who is true. There's that spirit of truth again, huh? And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols, anything that will steal the anointed character of Christ, of his understanding in you. Keep yourselves from. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for understanding today. We are honored and we are blessed, my Lord. We continue to welcome you. We ask, Father, in every area of our life where there has been deception, that you would bring understanding. Every area of darkness that's alienating us from your will, we ask today, Father, that you would bring understanding. Lord, bring forth a thirst and hunger that your people would have understanding. Lift your hands to heaven and repeat after me, Holy Father, forgive me for regretting, neglecting all things. I'm asking now that you would restore everything that I've neglected and bring understanding with it of my past and of my present and of my future, that I may walk in the anointed character of Christ, that understanding would abound, that I would know your move, your heartbeat, your desires, and your will from this day forth, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.